Welcome to Raising Your Spirits. Our hope is to help you make positive changes by providing guided messages from spirit. Tuning forks, crystals, and distance healing are how we pass those messages from spirit to you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy your vibrational growth with us. Your host for Raising Your Spirits, Tony Jinnis.
Hi, everybody. Well, welcome to another edition of Tuning In with Tony. Today on May the 8th, 2026, we come to you from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. Those of you that are on different parts of the world, thank you for tuning in today. We are going to be continuing our journey of the Gray Cloak. We started this last week, and we wanted to continue that insight. The Spirit has a lot to say about how the world is forming, and there's some great news and some other news that has come out since last week, and we're going to share that with you today as well. Yeah, so stay tuned. Those of you that were with us last week, I want you to just sort of do a quick inventory of how you did over the last week. We talked about a little bit of the clarity issues that you might be going through, being uncertain, just things that are that you're normally consistent about. We're going to be talking about that a little bit and why that is happening, all right? But just to give you some insight, we are bringing this to you by the higher self. I've been doing this for the last 5+ years, and it's been a pleasure for us to do this, to be able to give information and give insight and give tools and strategies on the different ways that we could raise our vibration in some way. We can do it in so many ways, actually. One, of course, is coming in for a reading, or when you want the truth about something, rather than thinking what the problem is and figuring out a solution based on illusion. Most people like to, at this point, they really want to look at the hard facts and look at what is really going on behind the scenes. And sometimes it takes somebody else to kind of look at this in a different perspective. So one of the things that I've seen is that when a person gets themselves centered, and again, whether it's through Reiki, and in my case, I use tuning forks. These are forks that you see on the internet. They're everywhere. Be mindful that whatever forks that you are choosing, they're all great, but it's just your connection to those forks that really make it different. Sound and frequency are the big thing. In doing that, you do need to know how to use them and the different ways to use them and the intuition that'll come out of you by using them a certain way, all right? A personal tuning session, basically, it's like a massage. You're on a massage table after a reading, and then we give, we work on the auric field. We work on the energetic, the biofield that comes out of you and that's around you. And that's how we bring that level of balance inside. We can do it in person, or we can do it virtually. I have people in my area that are unable to come physically because whether they're in a wheelchair or whether they're just in a place that they can't come. I have also people all around the world doing it. So we can certainly do it over the internet and being able to give you the help that you need at the time. We also have monthly sound baths. That's a great way to raise your vibration. We've heard from many people that sound baths that we are doing, they're life-changing. In many cases, their energies are in flux for a couple of days, and they're still vibrating, and they're still trying to get things that happened on that night. So there's a lot of things channeled in that area because that's what's usually happening during the sound bath itself. All those energies are just telling me what frequencies to be able to bring out based on the theme of the whole thing. And in the month of May, it's all about clearing off whatever's around us. This is how we do it, through a sound bath as well. We have various classes too that can really help. We have a self-tuning class coming up in person on July the 5th, I believe it is. It's at the Rainbow Minerals place on the east end of Ottawa. I also have a virtual one coming up as well. We're going to be posting that soon. We also have self-certification classes where you want to, if you want to get certified, we can get you into that more serious space where you could really do something for other people, for clients, for friends, family. And it's just great to be able to get that training to tune at that level, which is wonderful. We also have a podcast channel. We take shows like this, and over time, we turn it into a podcast. And it's wonderful to be able to just go into the woods or in a space where there's normally noise, and you could start getting some of the insights that we're sharing with people, and you could do it in private. Because right after the insight, we have about a 15-minute or so meditation. So this is a great place and a great way to be able to constantly keep your energy fresh and clean. You can do it in that many ways. We just sort of present that to you as an option. Podcast channel, if you want to go onto our podcast, just go to lovehigherself.com and go to the podcast category at the top. And it'll give you the link. And we have two different types. We have a podcast library, which we have over 300 shows from that, based on all the insights we've given over the years on all kinds of things. And we also have a podcast on meditation only, which we get right into the sounds and the frequencies right away. We're going to be listening to one right after this as well during this show. We also have a YouTube channel, and that has a lot of things in visual that might help you and help some people. But even on YouTube, a lot of people just seem to listen as they do. Not everyone watches. It's really interesting. I found that out recently. SomaEnergetics.com is the place that we get all of our tuning forks, and we do the training there. I'm the head trainer for that group, and we do many international shops and that kind of thing there. And we're doing a brand new one that Spirit has designed through myself, and it's been an honor and looking forward to doing that. But it's all about bringing universal order to frequency, and we're doing that in around the middle of June. It's great to be able to be part of such an incredible group. So let's get right into our show. First of all, our color today is white, just like last week. Nothing has changed there. And the theme is about breaking away from the illusion. What illusion do we have? You know, that's one of the paradoxes of an illusion. It's like you're in this illusion, but you don't know you're in the illusion because it's an illusion. And when someone says you're in that, he says, well, what does that really mean? Well, it means that what is really going on or what you think is going on. Because anytime there's any kind of a need for reaction, it's all about looking at how we are perceiving our world. And it's not the world that you see. It's the world inside your head of the way that you're seeing the world. Good example of this, and this is part of the topic we're talking about, because in the gray cloak, it's all about illusion. It's all about finding out what it is that's around us that is tweaking what we are seeing, and so we are interpreting the world in a different way than other people. How else do you explain an accident that happens and 8 people witness the accident head on? I mean, they see the whole accident from different perspective. One on the sidewalk, or a couple of people on the sidewalk, a couple of people in a building looking down, a few drivers, 8 people would see it. And if you interview each one, you would actually get a different story. It is just incredible, because if you're in a very calm situation where you're just drinking your coffee and you're really calm and nothing's really in your head, you'll look at things and you'll see it from that perspective. If you're angry or you just got off the phone with somebody that you just found out maybe broke into your store and you're now upset, and then you see it, you're going to see it from another perspective. So the truth is skewed. The truth that we see at any one time is based on what your eyes interpret seeing, and 8 other people are seeing something. They're seeing the same thing, but they're perceiving it and reacting to it differently. A quick recap from last week. First of all, this month of May is one of the biggest month in terms of bringing light into our planet. Now, those of you that are just not understanding how this is working, light itself is energy. It's the intensity of energy. Now, we all know what radio waves are. We all know what Wi-Fi waves are. Or do you? Either way, you can't see it. So we are told that they have a projection, and we just take it for what that is. But some energy people, we feel it. We feel the Wi-Fi. We feel the energy of our phones, knowing that we can't be talking an hour with our phone right to our head for an hour. It sounds like it's something that we shouldn't do, but yet it's not something planned. You just get a phone call figuring it might be 5 minutes, and the next thing you know, 45 minutes to an hour have gone by. When you're on the phone can pick up radio waves from literally hundreds and hundreds of feet to the tower, to the nearest tower. And yet, your phone is literally inches away from your head. So, you know, there are so many things. So for this, you could use hands-free, or you could use the speaker option on your phone. But in all those things, we feel that energy, even though we don't see it. So in other words, for people that are having a hard time with this light issue, what it really means is that with the intensity of energy that's coming onto this planet, our auras and our energy picks that up. And in that way, we're able to be able to process it and do various things with it. However, when we don't know what's happening, we don't know what's going on, we tend to guess, like vibrationally guess, I'm tired, or I'm off. You know, sometimes we hear that. How are you doing today? Oh, I just feel off. What does that mean? Well, that's kind of what happens, is that for the month of May, incredible intensity of light comes in, and we're not able to be able to process whatever is going on in the ways that we've been taught. So the whole idea here is to be able to understand that with this intensity of light is really good, because it's only when you lift up the shade, open up the windows, let the light in, that you actually see how messy and dirty your apartment might be. You see all the pizza stains, it was all there before, but now we see it because the light has come in, all right? The light is in. How do we mitigate that? First of all, you don't judge yourself. You just see things for the way things are. And this is where this cloak comes in. Now, the other energies that want us to remain controlled, remain at bay, to do the things that we need to do, and so this is where that comes in, they are always looking at finding ways so that, all the algorithms and, there's so many things in our society, we've been told also, that they have been studying you, and they know your reactions to things. They know how fast you react to a phone call, how fast you react to a text. Sometimes I'll be just talking, a client, and I would say something, and my phone would turn on and saying, "Oh yes," and then it says, because if I say things like "Yes, sirree," it sounds so much like "Hey, Siri," okay? And my phone would turn on, and I says, "Okay, well, we're always being listened to. They're always looking at our patterns in the way we're talking." So the energies outside know what we are thinking about and how we are reacting. So in doing that, it's very, very gentle in terms of they want to cloak that energy so we don't see this light that's around us. So one of the things we're going to talk about, we're going to give you some tips on how to keep yourself clear. But the idea here we were working on last week was we wanted to make you aware that in the month of May, this is really going to happen. Now, what does it mean humanly? It means this. You're going to have more doubts in things. Things that are going to come up, whether it's, should I just keep going with this job? Why did that person say whatever they said to me? One of the things that is really big now is being irritated. Have you ever noticed that if you just sit down, like your whole morning might have been pretty calm, and you're making your coffee or your tea or whatever you drink in the morning, and your whole intention is to, since it's a beautiful day, you want to sit outside your deck or your balcony on your Adirondack chair and just watch the birds, all right? And as soon as you sit down, your phone goes off, and it's been quiet all morning, right? It's all this preparation to sit down. The moment you sit down, boom, there's a ding, there's a call, there's this. Well, that's not by accident. It isn't by accident that that is happening. And that's because that energy is so clever. It knows exactly when you're in that mode, and that's when they'll text or they'll call, or you'll get something or somebody to be able to call at that exact time. And it's not supposed to make us angry, but the whole goal is to make us irritated, agitated, frustrated. It's something so subtle, it doesn't have any point to it, but you look at it and you find out, why would they call just now? I mean, it's 7:30 in the morning. Who is up and, you know, making calls at 7:30 in the morning anyway? And it might even be a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning. And, you know, that comes in your mind. That's because that energy knows exactly when you're ready to calm down and you want that solitude or you want that just me time. I don't know. I call it a me time. And that's when the texts come through. And that's when some of these things happen. And it's just your awareness. Ah, there it is. You know, it's just your awareness of it. So we discussed that about how the cloaking is so subtle and it mimics the energy that you vibrate to. So if it was like a darker energy, meaning if it was guilt or anger, you'd notice it right away. And many people that are smart, they've been working with energy for quite some time, they'll say, hey, wait a second. That's not even my energy. That's not even my anger. So the cover's blown as soon as the host starts realizing that's not me. Who is that? Like, where's that coming from? It's busted. So what it does for this intense of light is it mimics the energy around you, so it turns gray. That's the blending of the darker and the lighter together to give you this nice gray. That's what happens when you add white paint to black or vice versa, and it just turns that gray color, all right? And it's interesting, I've noticed, just with going to Farm Boy and a few grocery stores, that there's a lot of cars out there that are this light gray. I call it dead shark gray because it looks like when I saw a video on documentary on whales being beached in some of the beaches in California and so on, and then they had this shark that was beached, and I guess it, because of its size, it couldn't go back into the water, and it ended up dying. And it turns this yucky gray color. And that's this color of these new cars coming out, and that's what I call it. It's sort of this dead shark gray. But whether it's been planned or not planned, it's just an observation on my end. It's just interesting that in this point, this era, this time, more of this gray is coming up. Just look at your street. How many orange, lime green, or yellow cars do you see anymore? You don't see that much. You'll either see white, you'll see dark black, you'll see grays, you'll see dark blue, all these darker colors. But they're very much sort of monochrome type colors. So you won't see the wild colors anymore unless somebody's got a red Corvette or something. But the colors itself has really been changing. And I'm noticing this year particularly is this gray warehouse dead shark color. All right. And so every time you look at a color, that energy, it goes into your eyes. And your mind does the rest of the analyzing. This is why in the 1930s and 1940s, not sure if you remember, I don't remember, but I know there was a lot of pottery and glassware, dinnerware, glassware that was made with purple and indigo in the color. It's called the Blue Plates, or I forget, it was a blue line anyway. And it had this beautiful blue-purple sort of combination, like a violet-indigo color, in that era. And it was wonderful. But if you also noticed and read some of the history, between that era, there was a lot of inventions made with energy. It was the Bach remedies that came out at right that time. It was when they take the vibration of a flower and they were able to capture that energy and put it into a liquid, put some alcohol in it to preserve it, and they used that as Bach remedies. And so things like oak or there is an emergency Bach remedy. If a person's in shock, they use the Star of Bethlehem, which is a flower, and then that mixed with something else gives it that calming, say, just by putting one drop in a glass of water, it has this calming effect, even after an accident. And that was invented, that was brought in between the 1930s and 1940s, when people were seeing, eating, and doing everything with this blue color. It was also the time where silver was a big thing. We were eating with silver. Silver was in hospitals. Silver was in all these places, and people were getting well much faster. And of course, as soon as pharmaceuticals and others found out that that was a thing, they started replacing the linen, the silver, and all these to plastics and synthetics, and it made it so that they had a delayed reaction in their healing. So they had to look at healing in other ways. And so that's another story altogether. But the whole point is, when we look at a color, when we look at a certain color, the mind picks it up and uses it for something else. When you look at orange, and you look at orange for, let's say, 3 to 5 minutes, Spirit is saying, and then you go and you want to do something creative, you're going to be much more productive, because that orange color is part of the sacral, and that's the essence of creativity. It's the essence of growth and life and everything. And so the whole makeup changes by just looking at a color. You're not even touching it. Touching it is even better. Eating it is even better if you can eat an orange. But if you can just look at a color, it is quite powerful. With this gray cloak, we don't even see or feel it. It is just sort of around us in this auric center. And this is where they want you to know about it, because in this way, they're able to give you that idea of how that energy is slowly starting to change the way you react, not the way you think. We have to change your whole makeup, and then your reaction will change a little bit. So here's a couple of techniques that they were telling me to share with you. Another one is timed irritation. We just covered that, where a late message would come in, let's say at night while you're resting after work. You just want to maybe sit back, have a drink or something, and then that's when somebody would call that. But they wouldn't call while you're going home. They wouldn't call in other areas when you're busy. They always want to get you when it's the least convenient for you. Unexpected calls when you're meditating. Numerous distractions while you're trying to complete a simple task. A great one here is if a person says, let's say you have a friend and you just got reminded that you want to send an e-transfer to them, let's say for some money that you forgot to send. Okay, I'll get right on that. And in the time that you go to log on, and the whole purpose is to go in, do your transaction, send it, and then you're free, that would take less than 3 minutes. If you got everything hooked up right, you shouldn't take more than 3 minutes. But yet, when you go in, there's all these things coming in terms of whether it's your email. Oh, I haven't seen that email. Oh, I got to respond to Sally. I've got to go and do this one for John. I got to do this one for Joe, and so on. And then next thing you know, an hour and a half goes by and you still haven't sent the e-transfer. And that's what I mean by distractions. It's like a plethora. It's almost like an ad bomb. You know, like it's all right there, and you got to sift through it. And then you see this one video that, oh, there's this little puppy and this little girl, and they're talking or whatever, and you tear up. I get caught on that a lot. I'll admit that. Something that touches the heart, I'm always there to try and capture that emotion and so on. Our world needs so much of that anyway, because we always hear of the fighting and everything else. So when I see any moments of love or treasure or compassion, I tend to slow down and watch and maybe experience the same thing. But that's also a distraction. So even with something that's loving that way, that energy will say, oh yeah, well, I know Tony will love this. So they'll put that in front of my face. And next thing you know, an hour and a half goes by and I still haven't sent that something that would take 3 minutes. Literally, I was just going to send that and then just sit down and relax. And an hour and a half goes by. Okay, so if that is happening, just realize it has nothing to do with you and that you have the memory of a goldfish. Every 9 seconds, it's gone. It's like we tend to blame ourselves for some of the things that we are doing. But just realize, for this month, it is not you. That's done strategically, because they know about that energy knows when you're going to log on and what basically hits your cover. The whole idea here is to slow you down on some of the things that you want to do. That's why Spirit is saying, do less and be more, you know, be this person that is unstoppable. Be this person that it's not very likely that they're going to be distracted. The other thing about distraction and irritation is trying to concentrate while your neighbor is working on his deck. Okay, let's say the whole week has been very quiet and you figured, oh, now I'm going to work on my book. Let's say you want to write down your memoirs, or let's say you wanted to upgrade maybe one of your classes if you're a teacher. Maybe there's just something that you just want to write down, and it's such a beautiful day. Yeah, let's have the office outside. I'm always a person that likes to just change things up a little bit and just get out of the house sort of thing. So I'll go on the deck, and the whole week has been quiet. The moment I sit down, I'm starting to write, then there's this hammering, and it's 7 a.m., and there's hammering already. And my neighbor is just starting to work on his deck, making a new deck. And I says, okay, what? And then there's saw hammering. And there's at first I'm thinking, now? Really? At 7 a.m.? I didn't even know this was legal. I thought there had to be a certain time for this. But what it ended up being was you find out, no, it's okay. It's just that this energy is just working on you. And as soon as you are aware of it, you're not aware of the surroundings. You're aware of the strategy of how this energy is trying to be able to distract you. And it says, oh, that was clever. That was clever. I had to be outside. You know, the front of the house, you know, I can't do because it might be shaded there and it might be a lot cooler than in the back of the house. Maybe the sun comes up and that's where the warmest part of the house is right now. That's where you tend to go. And that's when they do the distraction. It's always about little areas, little pokes and little taps and these kind of things. It's always so irritating. And even if you did this to a dog, like a dog has got to be the most forgiving animal that I know, you know. You can tap a dog on the back and no big deal. But if you kept doing that, let's say 700 times in a day, after a while they get irritated, right? And so we're like that too. It's just that, why are you picking on me? It's almost like, and that's exactly what that energy wants. So when you, as soon as you notice it and you say, ah, I gotcha, I see you, or I know what you're doing. You take a big deep breath, you bring in light, and you just breathe it out. Then it disables them. And then the other thing I wanted to put is attention grabbing. And again, I just lightly touched on this when we're looking at it. And the attention grabber is basically, has been one of the most important devices that we have on us, and that is our devices, our phones, our iPads. It's almost like we grab for that before we say good morning to our spouse, before we do anything else. In the month of May, it's going to be more potent than that. It's going to be a very, very, it's almost going to be like an addict. As soon as you wake up in the morning, if you feel yourself and there's a voice in your head or there's some kind of tendency, I got to check my phone. That's when you got to say, whoa, no. We got to do other things before we do the phones. We haven't done any of the S's, you know, the shaving and the showering and stuff. So in other words, the idea is to just look at for what it is. If there is an energy, and there may be for many people, that's the strategy, is I have to check my phone. Now, if you're using your phone as an alarm clock, that's fine. Turn it off, but don't go through it or play a game or anything. The month of May will be very, very much right in your face, and the world wants to get to you before you do. Meaning, in the morning, this is where we're going to turn this whole thing around. And so instead of tomb scrolling and one thing after another, and you'll always know what tomb scrolling is when halfway through the message, you're already going to the next one. I mean, you used to be able to listen to the whole thing, I mean, even if it's only 90 seconds on a reel or whatever for Instagram or YouTube has it and others. But you'll notice that your mind will just shut off, let's say halfway through, and then they're not even finished. And then you go and you do the next one and then the next one. That's how you know that that energy has got in. I said, whoa. Okay. That's if you've never done that and all of a sudden it's doing it, it's not you. You're being targeted. Okay. I just don't want you to say, I'm tomb scrolling or I'm doing this. No, don't make it an identity because then it takes longer to get that out of there. Just realize what's happening and that they're guiding you. They've sort of manipulated all of those stats and the data, and now they know exactly how you're going to react when this happens. But the idea is to get you addicted to artificial light. Artificial light meaning TV, your phone, iPad, whatever else that is, the console on your TV, you go on there and you always have to have something on, the radio on or something. Like there's never any quiet. That's what that energy wants. It wants to fill your head with whatever the world is doing. It doesn't care what you want to do. It cares what it wants to plant inside of you every morning. Because that energy knows that every morning, whole system can be reprogrammed. When you reprogram it, you say, I am an infinite being. I'm here to be able to learn. I'm here to be able to just be the best I can be, not being able to look at anything other than optimism. I want to see all the great things. I know there's other things in there that isn't as desirable, but that'll come up anyway. But what I want to see and most going to be prevalent for me is what is the good stuff from this? So when I hear of a person being laid off, I says, okay, two things have happened. First of all, there's a job opening at that company. And the next thing, or if the layoff is one thing, but if a person is, let's say, fired, they lost their job somehow, that means that someone else can fill that. But at the same time, that person, maybe they've manifested something to go to another job where they're going to be appreciated. So that's the way I look at things. When I go into a supermarket, the first thing I want to do is grab one of the first parking spaces very, very close to the door. Not for me. Because when I get that space, I want to be able to say to somebody, when I'm done, after I come out, and I load my car, and I always say to Spirit, if there is somebody that wants to have a good day, that is looking for a break, I would like to give this parking space up for them. So that if that is their wish, I would like to be part of that wish. And that's how I back up. So that way there's nobody in the area. And then when somebody comes around, I see their face and they say, oh, wow, I'm right here. So in other words, Spirit worked that out synchronistically so that they could have a spot right next door. And then I look in the back seat, and there's three kids there. Oh, this lady probably needs a break. So I always feel good being in the front. Not only gratitude that I got a good spot, but that I can give a good spot when I leave. And that's how I want to see the world. That's how I program myself. But how many people do that? How many people go out of their way to program themselves every morning that way? Okay? So when we look at this particular cloak, let's give you a couple of ways to be able to help you through this. One we've already sort of mentioned we snuck it in there. And that is, as soon as you find out what the strategy is, as soon as you find out that you've never really tomb-scrolled before, or you never really was addicted to that phone to that extent, then all of a sudden, you catch yourself. You got to say to yourself, there it is. So there's a few words that you could say, there it is, or there you are. I gotcha. Okay. And then you can say, okay, now I want to go back to the light, meaning go back where you were. So in other words, that energy, as soon as it's discovered, as soon as you got the strategy and you say, okay, nice try. Actually, that was clever because I fell for that, but I saw it. And that's the deal. Over this last week, I don't know, I can only speak for myself. I must have got caught about a dozen times, and it was in different ways because as I'm being clever to detect it, that energy is clever to hide it. And so I got caught. I went, wow, that was good. And then as soon as I do that, it's like that energy is not happy with me because I'm looking for the strategy. But what happens to the ones that they don't even know there is a strategy? They're just thinking it's them. Like, that's why I hope this message goes out to those people. That's why I'm sharing it. Because the same things that are happening to me and others, there's other people that are totally in the, no pun intended, but they're totally in the dark on that. In other words, they think it's them. They think that they're the ones that's being depressed. They're the one that's heavy. They're the ones that's going through all this. And so it's like, why am I going through this? Why am I down? Why am I heavy? Why do I feel like there's no purpose for everything? I says, well, that's a series of those cloaks being put on without taking them out. So just a quick technique. I want you to, in this meditation that's coming up, we're going to be playing the Ho'oponopono one that we did a few years ago. And it was one that we incorporated the angel tuning forks. That's the small guys. And it's the high pitch and the Jupiter energy with that. So we used a lot of Jupiter tuning forks in that one, along with other planetary ones. But Jupiter was the main one for sure. It's because Jupiter is connected to the heart and other things. But in this one, it's all about the energies of nature. It's all about the energies of the birds, the elephants, and because there's different sounds throughout this particular soundtrack that will bring in sounds of nature. And the sound of nature is so powerful. You may just think it's a bird singing. But when you get enthralled in that, that cloak comes right off. It's just wild because it is the sound of universal. It's the 432 wavelength. For those of you that don't know what that is, it's all about universal order in a song. As the birds are singing and you're hearing it, your energy is way outside of your body. As soon as your energy is outside of your body, then it can't cling to anything because it needs to cling to a weak mind, all right? It needs to cling to a mind that is just fertile and will just take anything. I won't take anything. I won't settle, and I don't want anyone to settle. I don't want you to settle if you want to buy a cottage or you want to get married or you want to the best of something. I don't want you to settle for anything. There's no reason to settle thinking that's all I can do or that's the best I think I'll ever make. That's the highest income I don't want people to settle. To get to your potential, you got to get rid of all that. And believe it or not, bringing in these natural sounds of birds singing. There's another one, the peacocks. And at the very end, there's a surprise, and you'll know what it is when you hear it. But the idea here is in this meditation, I want you to close your eyes and envision that you're staring into this beautiful golden light. Now, some people will see it as a sunrise, or they'll see it that you're on top of a mountain and the sun's coming up and it's staring right there, and it's so bright it's almost blinding, okay? And so that will basically burn off the front of the cloak, okay? And as soon as you open that up, and the intention is anything that is on my body, I just want it to have it burned off if it's not serving me. If it is not something that I need, I just would like it burned off, or I would like it to just transmute. And then as soon as you do that, you feel the front of your whole solar plex and everything getting warm and getting cleared up. And then I want you to turn around where your back is now facing this light to burn off everything in the back. Okay? Let's try that technique and see how it works. All right? Let's have some fun with this. Because when you bring humor and fun, like kids do, you could get the most serious thing that's going, and it doesn't stand a chance because it relies on your fear and your rigidity for it to survive. And as soon as you bring in fun, well, that's no fun. they don't want it to be fun. So take a nice deep breath of this beautiful white light, all right? And we'll see you in a bit.
I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Thanks for listening to Raising Your Spirits. If there is a subject you would like to hear in a future podcast or would like to book a session with Tony, reach out at lovehigherself.com. Join the Facebook group, Tuning In with Tony, or attend group tuning classes with Tony in his online virtual weekly classes. You can also access the YouTube channel, Raising Your Spirits with Tony. Until next time, namaste.